This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I am Sean Carlson. We are broadcasting live today from Suffolk County Community College. It is in the town of Brentwood, which is one of the most diverse communities on Long Island. According to the latest census count, more than 70% of its population is Hispanic. Nationally, Hispanics are playing a big role in this election, and both parties are doing all they can to court them. So for more, we're joined by WNYC's People and Power editor, David Cruz. Hey, David.
Hi, Sean.
Set this up for us first. What are some of the big races playing out here in Brentwood?
So there are two big races here. The second congressional district race between the incumbent Republican Congressman Andrew Gabarino and his Democratic challenger, Jackie Gordon. Now, Gordon had run in 2020 but lost to Gabarino by nearly 7 percentage points. And then you have the race for the fourth state Senate district seat here in Brentwood. It's an open seat in which the previous seat holder, Monica Martinez, a Democrat, is running against Wendy Rodriguez, a member of the Independent Party, who is also running on the Republican Party line. And, you know, I spoke with Lawrence Levy from Hofstra, who was on the broadcast earlier, and he says Brentwood can be seen as a bellwether when it comes to where Hispanics will be swinging this election.
You spoke with Jesse Garcia, the chair of the Suffolk County Republicans. What is the party strategy in convincing Hispanics to vote Republican?
Well, Garcia, who I should add is the first Suffolk County GOP chair of Hispanic descent, said that he has seen a bit of a tilt by Hispanics to join the Republican Party. He pointed out how the tenets of Hispanic culture, being family oriented, having an entrepreneurial spirit, and kind of leaning conservative on issues like abortion, are intertwined with Republicans' longstanding values. And I spoke to him this week where he said Democrats are more concerned about abortion, which isn't resonating with Brentwood residents.
You know what's resonating with these voters? Whether you're Latino, whether you're African-American, whether you're Asian, whatever, crime, high gas prices, high grocery prices, inflation.
Now, Garcia also spoke about his own personal efforts to recruit Hispanics, forming a council within the party whose mission is to attract more Hispanics to the GOP voter rolls across the county. And I should also note that compared to Suffolk County's Democratic Party website, the Suffolk County GOP's website has a section that is written in Spanish, which is kind of demonstrative of what of their efforts.
Yeah. Well, given that, what about Democrats? How are they approaching Hispanic voters?
Well, they say that the messaging on their end has been focused on living wages, access to affordable health care, and affordable housing. And here's Rodman Serrano. He's a Suffolk County community organizer for Make the Road Action, who spoke about issues that are of high priority, and that includes access to abortion.
Some of the communities who are mostly impacted are low-income communities. And so these are the kind of, like, you know, issues that, you know, we're talking with voters about, that we're hearing from them.
And I spoke with Leanne Barty, who is on the town of Islip Council and who is a very active member of the Suffolk County Democratic Party. Town of Islip is the municipality that includes Brentwood, and she tells me they are too focused on the economy.
While it is very expensive on Long Island, no matter where you are, I have yet to hear a single Republican have a solution outside of, or even suggest how we're going to lower this or we're going to lower that, other than by pulling back a lot of the, you know, well, the only thing I can determine is that we're just going to slash all kinds of programs.
Well, David, has this worked? Are Hispanics joining the ranks?
Well, you know, the Suffolk County Board of Elections does not track voter demographics by ethnicity. But I spoke with Jerry Skernick, who's part of this political consulting group called Engage Voters US, and he tabulated the numbers of registered voters in Brentwood to find that 24,000 active voters, you know, those are voters who routinely vote, about 12,879 are likely Hispanic. And when taking that number, close to 60% of Hispanic voters are registered Democrats, while 9% are registered Republican, and nearly 30% are unaffiliated voters. Those are voters who are not subscribed to a party. And that last one is a bit of a wild card, because these voters can simply go either way, and it's certainly on the high side and a commodity during a general election. And, you know, has the pitch worked? You know, maybe. I mean, Skernick pointed out that this year's Democratic numbers dropped in Brentwood compared to last year's, while registered Republicans jumped this year. I mean, it's certainly nowhere near what we're seeing with Democrats. But it's sort of like a bit of a chipping away at, you know, the Democratic Party and having them fold within the Republican Party.
Yeah. In our last minute here, David, you were out here in Brentwood last week to get a pulse check from Hispanic voters. What did you hear from folks?
Well, it was certainly a mixed bag. You know, we spoke with Mariano Abreu, who hails from the Dominican Republic, and he told me that the cost of living is a major concern and believes that Democrats are better equipped to resolve his worries. But Edwin Torres, who is a longtime Brentwood resident, who is Puerto Rican, he told me that he had once voted Democrat but has since began voting Republican. Mm. And he spoke to me about what drove him to the GOP in recent years.
There's a lot of people that I know that can work, that are living off the system. They're not working. And the Democrats feed them. They give them anything they want. And that's why the party left me.
So all this is to say that the key ingredient toward a win from either side would be voter turnout and messaging.
That's WNYC's People and Power editor, David Cruz. David, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.